This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. We love
what you have. Welcome back, guys. DGS 307. You know what's great about being me, besides being hot?
Yeah.
Is I can say things like this. So we have the boys in the truck doing all the work and bringing in the news. And you need a normal guy like me to say this. Sam Page must be so dislikable. He might be brilliant. He might be a master facilitator, but boy, everyone seems to hate that guy.
Yeah, but they unveiled a new flag, Dave.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I don't dislike the flag. I think it's pretty.
I just didn't realize it was like a need.
Right.
Need a new flag?
Is it the top of the list?
Yeah, and then, you know what? Like, fine, do it, but do you really need like an unveiling? I mean, just fly the damn thing. Just like, hey, we did this. Send out a tweet.
You know, to kind of drill down on what I just said, we all know that it's true. You can't teach likable.
Nah.
You can go waste your money on a class, a Dale Carnegie class or something like that, but you can't teach someone to be likable if they're just not.
You can teach people to be less hateable, but I think there's a difference between that and likable. You know what I mean? There's an affability about people that, you know, either seemingly either have or don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's talking about general people, not like someone you get to know well.
And being likable is not the only asset you can have as a county executive or a congressperson or mayor or dog catcher, but it helps.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. You know another thing? I'm going to tell you anyway. I was thinking of hobbies I wish I had, because no one but me spends their time doing stupid things like that. I really wish I were a woodworker. I really wish I had like a shop with machines that would make chairs, and I could just go in there and have time alone and wear an apron and drink coffee. But I can't do any of those things, and I don't really want to do those things. I just want people to give me credit for doing those things.
Yeah, I understand
that. I want people to come to the house. No, I don't. But I want people to come to the house, see my shop, and go, did you make that chair? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want to be the guy that does those things, but you don't actually want to do them.
No.
I get it. Totally get it.
Sounds terrible.
Mm. I get what you mean.
Any hobbies you guys wish you had?
Good question.
I mean, there are skills I wish I had. I don't know that there's anything that I would call a hobby that I wish I did. But I mean, I wish I could fix things better. I wish I had the patience, because you can do that. You got to learn it.
Yeah.
I wish I had the patience to like.
Yeah, yeah. Watch some YouTube.
Like, I'm going to learn how to. Yeah, even that though. Usually they're like teaching you how to half-ass things. They're not teaching you how to do them.
That's
the
why
full
I have
way.
Kids.
Why you got to watch this old house?
Nick has been putting bookshelves together since he was 3 years old.
Yeah.
Legit.
Dude, I can do those things.
I just told him it's what every kid did.
I can do those things, but they make me rage, man.
Yeah.
It's like they should be a lot simpler. I don't understand why they're complicated.
Anything with directions.
Yeah.
When you fold those things out,
especially if it's more than one fold. You're like, wait a minute, this thing folds out three times?
Yeah.
Dang it, there's like 72 steps.
So I'm curious, is it that you guys think you know better than the directions, or
no,
the directions are just overwhelming?
They're overwhelming.
Okay. Just make things more simple.
Yeah.
Put the nail here, boom. All right, good. I don't need like 9 different things to go together in the same. Just give me something basic.
I was thinking about this last night, kind of a weird one. How do you guys visualize a year? Do you just picture it like 12 months? Do you think about it in quarters?
I visualize it as the way my first, maybe my kindergarten teacher had the calendar laid out on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it went like from January down to May, and then the summer went to the left. And then you kind of go back up towards the top for fall and the beginning of winter.
Interesting.
So mine's weird.
What on earth are you guys talking about?
Visualizing
the calendar. Just when you visualize a year. How do you do it? Like, I figured out that I visualize it by seasons, which probably most people do. Yeah. But some people literally visualize a calendar, like what Rach just said.
Mm-hmm.
That's how most people visualize it.
I guess seasonally? I don't know. I've never thought about it.
When I say April 13th, what pops into your head? Like, how do you visualize that?
Rain.
Okay.
A rain cloud.
September 6th.
A desert.
That's my birthday.
What?
Hey, that's right. It is.
A desert?
Yeah, I don't know. We're doing Rorschachs here. I don't know. You guys are just throwing out first thing that comes to your head when I say this.
When I hear September 6th, I think best day in history.
Thank you, Rach. You probably don't picture a desert, do you?
No.
Because that's
at all.
Barren and deadly.
Well, it's hot and dry, like September.
Like me. Also, I'm just sort of spitballing here with a bunch of things. Got to get them out of my face. Am I the only one that it feels like electric vehicles have just stopped being a thing? Like Tesla sucks and their stock is in a death spiral. But even just like normal everyday electric vehicles, like Biden said, I'm going to spend so many hundreds of millions or billions of dollars and we're going to have the infrastructure for the charging stations. And that didn't go the way they planned. And this administration's like, yeah, not so much. It just kind of feels like the idea came out. We all thought we'd be driving electric cars, and now it's just kind of going away.
I get what you're saying, almost like the dream is dead, kind of.
Kind of.
I, for me personally, I was always very open to the idea of electric cars, but now that I'm a little more educated on it, I'm like, okay, it does seem like a pain to figure out, if you're going on a cross-country road trip or something, to try to figure out where you would stop and charge. And then also, aren't the batteries like tens of thousands of dollars to replace,
so,
and also really bad for the environment?
Think so.
So I think they've just had like kind of a PR hit lately.
Yeah. Couple more weird stories.
They keep going up though, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the sales on EVs keep going up like over the last several years.
Don't know.
I think the biggest thing to me that's aside from like the environmental issues or whatever, it's who has an hour to wait for your car to charge if you're running low. Like, I don't want to take a road trip and stop every 5 hours and have to sit there for an hour, two hours, whatever, how long it charges.
Mm. Yeah, we like our convenience.
Yeah.
Two interesting stories. I don't know about you guys. I'm fascinated by conjoined twins. Just the fact that this happens is fascinating to me. And there was this set of conjoined twins, and they were girls. And they were conjoined at the head. They shared 30% of the brain. That's nuts. And they looked in opposite directions, so they never really looked at each other. And the one lady named Dory kept this secret from her sister her entire life that she was transgender.
Mm.
Isn't that just like we all go through things in our life, but to be a conjoined twin who they said, you're not going to live to 30. They end up living to 62. They just passed away in 2024. And then to be transgender, attached to someone, and never tell them until like the very, very end. There's so many moving parts of that story that are just so interesting to me. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm always thinking about how does my life compare to your life, compare to, you know, Brian's life or Robert's life. And I think we all kind of do that to some extent. I do it more than most people. But wow, that's a lot. For one lifetime.
A lot to deal with.
And then, you know how fascinated I am by ancient human history? There's a great opener on First Date. but they have found this child called the Lepedo child that was essentially 50% Neanderthal and 50% human, Homo sapiens sapien. And their skeleton looked like a human, but their jawbone looked like a Neanderthal, and some other things looked like a Neanderthal. And they've been able to date this person to 27,000 years ago. So not that long. And like a blink of an eye from a geologic scale, that 27,000 years ago, living on Earth was this hybrid person. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, that's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that, like, I guess there are a lot, I mean, like, the two species were more similar than different.
Yes.
But still, that's kind of wild.
Yeah, able to interbreed.
Yeah.
And so much of us today is Neanderthal. And yes, I know it's pronounced Neanderthal, but I think you sound like a douche when you say it. So.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. It sounds like you really want people to know that you know how it's pronounced, which is so stupid. Like, oh, look at the big brain on Brad. He can say things correctly. But like, you spend your whole life saying Neanderthal, then one day some a-hole goes Neanderthal, and you're like, eh.
Yeah.
And that a-hole was John Hancock.
Oh my God.
Life really is crazy, though. I mean, I get what you're saying, especially with those last two stories. You think about, we're so wrapped up in ourselves, myself included. Like, sometimes when I'm like praying or meditating, I'm like, this is all about me all the time. That's all I think about is myself. And, you know,
we've discussed that about you.
Right. But I think
selfish
that's probably
rage.
The mm-hmm. typical human experience is we look at things through our point of view and our problems seem like such huge problems.
It's called solipsism.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It is the theory that you are the only thing in the universe that's real.
Well, I wouldn't say I feel that way. I'm just saying.
No, we think that's how you feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I get for being vulnerable.
We believe that you think you are the only thing that matters in the universe. Gotcha. Yeah.
No, I feel you. I'm the same way. I mean, I think we're all the same way.
Like most of our thoughts are about ourselves. That's
yeah.
Just
even
part
when
of
I'm and I'm an agnostic that does pray, and so when I'm praying for my kids, I'm kind of praying for myself. Because it would be so terrible if something happened. Like, you know, you can always kind of, it doesn't take very many moves of the pencil to bring it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't know if you'll remember this, but last year I thought I made up solipsism. Like, I was in the zone one night and I'm like, what if I'm the only thing that's real? I'm the only thing that I know has this experience. So what if I'm the only thing and everyone else is just some sort of avatar? And I thought, here's my meal ticket. I'm finally out of this stupid radio gig. I'm going to be a philosopher. And I looked it up. They're like, yeah, it's called solipsism.
Ah, there you go. Dang
That's
it.
That's just great.
Dang it.
324 DGS. Doug says, hey, DGS, regarding the addition of 104.1 FM, will you guys still be doing a full show on Cardinals Day game days? The short answer is no. Tomorrow is our first one of the spring training season. So the game is on at noon. We'll probably hit the air around 3:30. It's going to be a weird week. Because on Thursday, the Billikens play their first game of the A-10 tournament at 1. Again, we'll probably be on around 3:30. And then if they win, they play again on Friday.
At the same time.
At the same time. So you could be missing the DGS a little bit this week. Now, I think it's an intriguing concept, Doug, since we have 104.1 and 11:20 a.m., and we will be splitting them at times to carry different events or different sporting events.
Breaking
news.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the Cardinals would be a little salty if you could also listen to the DGS during the game.
If we split the audience?
Yeah.
You don't think they'd, I don't think they'd be too happy about
that. Yeah. I don't want to fight John Rooney again.
It went so poorly last time.
He bit me. He straight up bit me.
Oh man,
I miss those guys. I'm looking forward to
It'll be fun
talking to Ricky.
Getting Ricky back in the mix.
I mean, he's probably my best friend.
He might be.
You guys did establish that by the end of the season.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Although he didn't text me once in the offseason. I'm sure he's just super busy.
He's just got a lot going on.
Just playing golf. short little stairway.
Sure. Let's talk about the drones.
All right.
The drone story's back. So 60 Minutes has a story coming out this week. I think it's this weekend, where Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi, who is the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says that the Pentagon is still, quote, mystified over all the drone sightings. But we were told that these were all sanctioned and the FAA knew about them.
Nothing
and,
to see.
So what the hell's going on? Why do we still have a senator saying that the Pentagon is mystified by these things when we were just told, what was it, a month ago? Ah, it's nothing. We knew about it. It's all good. We were just checking some stuff. What? Why is this hard? I don't understand. And when it's hard to get on the same message, this is what makes people wonder what the hell is going on.
Also,
this is what feeds people that have conspiracy theories.
I don't know the word to use, but we're pretty easily mollified. Like, there for a couple weeks, it was aliens or it was China.
Right.
And there are all these armchair experts. There's no way a drone can be this big. And then Trump goes like, oh, it's nothing to see. We're all like, okay.
Okay, to be fair, we have a lot going on.
We
so
do.
Whenever the government does mollify us, it's like, okay, thank God, we can take that
move
off the
on
plate,
from that.
I guess.
Yeah, at least they can stop thinking about this.
But when it's hard for them to settle on a message, doesn't that tell us something? Like, somebody's explanation is bullcrap. I mean, that's what it tells. If the Pentagon is mystified, that means it wasn't sanctioned by the FAA. It means it can't be. Right?
Yeah.
So then why are we getting two completely contradictory stories within a month?
Sounds like we have to find this senator and tune him up.
Yeah, no,
get
watch
Rooney over here.
Give him what for?
Yeah.
He'll disappear.
Let John Rooney bite him in the wrist.
He'll disappear in one of those drones.
Right there, still got the scar.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
GS on KMOX 335. Reminder that we'll continue to annoy you with this because it's a big deal. That 2 weeks from yesterday, on the Monday the 24th, we will flip the switch and we will remain on 1120. We'll remain on 102.5 KZKHD. We'll remain on the Odyssey app. You can always podcast us, but if you want to listen locally to a crystal clear FM signal starting Monday the 24th, we will be on 104.1 FM. That's a really big deal to us. It allows us to compete with all of the FM stations out there. It's great for the Cardinals. They love this because it's going to expand their listenership, and everyone listening is going to be treated to much better sound. So we will keep you updated on that game tomorrow at noon, preseason game, which will be on 1120. But on opening day, we will be on 104.1. So there you go. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I think we should just go on every station in town. Just
take it over.
The Dave
take them
Glover
all.
Show.
Yep.
Every
yeah.
station.
What are they going to do? Fight us?
Yeah.
We had Wheeler. He's like having the Hulk.
Except the mini version.
Maybe you've met my friend Kevin. He would like your signal. Yes,
Kevin.
Yes,
gorilla running through the halls of Hubbard.
Yeah, I did that.
Knocking things over.
So this is weird, Dave. I mean,
this
it's,
is weird.
It's beautiful,
yeah.
But it's strange.
It's way above average, but nowhere near records. Your records are in the 80s this time of year, and we're talking really mid-80s. Pollen is starting to jump on us, especially juniper pollen. If you're having some allergy problems, it's probably juniper pollen. And that's juniper's kind of right on time. 75 again tomorrow. Maybe a spot shower late tomorrow night. It's no big deal. Thursday, 76 degrees. Friday night is the main event as far as showers and thunderstorms. I don't see much on Friday. It's still warm, 78 on Friday. But showers and thunderstorms Friday night could come in here fairly early. There could be a couple of strong storms, but it's not a severe weather outbreak. So I'm not overly concerned. That should stay to our south. All gone for the weekend. Saturday is sunny and 66. Sunday is sunny and 52. We also have the full moon coming up. And that is primarily early Friday morning. There's also a total eclipse of the moon that takes place. And the peak for us is going to be early morning on Friday. Like 1:58 is the maximum totality of the eclipse. And there's going to be some clouds around, but we could have a shot at seeing it. It's a, you know, it's a late night event. That's the probably the downside. But if you go outside at 1:58... and you look up, and I'm just talking to you, Dave.
Yes.
Saying, I can't find the moon.
Yes.
Because it's
gone.
It's
gone.
Yeah.
So this would be the one time I'm right.
That's right.
You look at the Google search results, and you see that it spikes by like 1,000,000% when the eclipse ends.
It's only been me the last few years.
Where is the moon? Just moon gone.
Moon
Google
gone.
Search.
You know you're weird when you laugh at yourself. Right? Like, that's weird for a grown man to Google, where is the moon? But I did it because I couldn't find that bastard.
Yeah, but you knew it was out there. You just didn't know which direction.
I was starting to get a little concerned.
Like, did the moon leave?
Look, we have a special guest, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's this?
This is my grandson. He's, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, bro?
What's up, buddy?
He just snuck in.
Very nice.
I called him.
Well, this is a wonderful surprise.
Yeah, this is great.
A reason to check streaming out, right?
There you go. Another Murray with great hair.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Just what we needed.
He's dressed exactly like his grandpa.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
A quarter zip.
All right, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
See ya.
What a cutie.
Yeah, very cute. You know, it's interesting you said that, Dave, about the juniper. To my knowledge, don't have any allergies, but today I've been having allergy symptoms.
Okay.
But I know from my ENT friend, Matt Knoyer, that you can develop classic allergies later in life. So maybe.
Oh, especially in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I think it's still considered the worst allergy capital in the world. It's really close. If you have never had allergies and you come to St. Louis, chances are you're going to have allergies at some point.
Yeah, one of the things I've never really suffered with, but people around me have, and it looks awful, headlines, Razor's Edge.
Headlines. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app, which I just finished telling you guys about. This is a huge story today. Southwest Airlines will start charging for bags in May. The airline's bags fly free policy, which allowed two free checked bags, will change on May 28th. The move follows pressure to revamp Southwest's business model and increase operating margins. Southwest will continue to offer free checked bags to loyal customers with the highest status and those who pay premium fares. It's still not really free, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I thought my friend Kevin Wheeler brought up a good point, and I'm sure there are good business CEO reasons not to do this, but just charge everyone $15 more. No one's ever going to notice it. And there you go. Keep your free bags.
I don't get any. Well, they changed more than that, too. Apparently, they changed, like, free flight changes and all that kind of stuff.
They changed a ton of things. Want to get away policy.
So, basically, they've changed everything that differentiated them from everyone else.
Hmm.
Right. But they're having some financial troubles. That's why.
Doge has canceled 200,000 federal government credit cards linked to federal agencies after an audit revealed they were unused or unneeded. The audit found more than 4.6 million active cards and accounts across 16 agencies with $40 billion spent in fiscal year 24. The Interior Department and HHS had the most credit cards canceled, while the State Department had none canceled. It's kind of interesting.
Again, I have said for years and years that the federal government was bloated and too much duplicating services and fraud and abuse. But it just goes to show you how Donald Trump can do something to piss me off, even if it's something I want him to do. Right? I mean, just like the way that it's been done has been un-American to me. We're treating our own citizens as if they are enemies. And I just don't think that was the way to do it, even if it's the right thing to do.
Well, but I mean, they've claimed fraud, but have they proven fraud in any of these cases? Because spending you don't like does not equal fraud. It just means spending you don't like. So like with this case of the credit cards, was it misused or were they used for the reasons they were meant to be used for? And they were buying the things that were meant to be purchased. Like, I want to know that when we're doing these things. Like, isn't that a fundamental part of it?
Yeah.
Like, if we're finding fraud and things that are being misused, let's see that. And by the way, if there's fraud, let's start charging people.
Yeah.
Let's start pressing charges because fraud is a crime.
Yeah.
Here's another huge story today. Utah will be the first state to ban fluoride in the drinking water, public drinking water. They say this is because it should be an issue of individual choice to have it in the water or not. More than 200 million people in the U.S., or 63% of the U.S. population, receive fluoridated water through community water systems. I just thought this was very interesting. They're saying, you shouldn't be able to medicate me, or the government should not be medicating me without my consent.
David's been going on our whole life, hasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there was a time, and man, maybe 20 years at this point, where every time I went to the dentist twice a year, they would give me a fluoride treatment. And then that kind of went away. And it wasn't, no, you're going to have this. You really do need this. And then they just stopped doing it. Hmm.
Officials are warning against measles parties. This is apparently something people are doing.
No,
they're getting together to attend measles parties, I guess, to safely spread, quote unquote.
That was with COVID, too. There were COVID parties.
Yeah, it's just, just ridiculous.
I remember chickenpox parties when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember hearing about them. I don't remember them actually happening.
Were they fun? Like fun parties?
They were weird. Because you knew why you were going.
Mm.
And it's like, no, why don't you wrestle? Go ahead.
That's right. Let's get sick.
Speaking of Elon Musk, he's claiming that a massive cyber attack is what caused an X outage earlier today. In a post, he claimed, we get attacked every day, but this was done with a lot of resources. Either a large coordinated group and or country is involved. Tracing, .. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We had
this is the claim he's making, though.
As much as I criticize the president, now and then you have a moment like this, where he was in. He bought a Tesla from Elon, and he's sitting in it, and he said, "What?"
He said, "It's all computer."
We need to get that audio. Just play it on the show constantly.
And then he's like, "Do you want to start it up?" And he's like, "Ah, do I start it up?" And Elon was like, "If you do that, you do that." And then he turns and asks the reporters, like, "Should I drive it?" And they're all like, "Yeah." And then he gets out of the car.
Yeah, you should drive it. We all want to see you drive
it. I wish he would have. I told you guys, I wish he would have peeled out. I wish he'd been like, "Yeah."
I'd like him so much better.
That'd be hilarious.
One more story?
Yeah.
A man hiding in a Burger King ceiling did $50,000 in damage and bit a cop, according to Colorado police.
Ta-da.
22-year-old man in Colorado climbed into the ceiling of a Burger King after locking himself in a bathroom and causing extensive damage to the restaurant. Police had to spend an hour trying to convince the man to come down before he surrendered, but then he bit an officer on the arm. He also kicked a patrol car and caused $50,000 in damage to the Burger King. He was arrested on charges of burglary, assault on a police officer, criminal mischief, resisting arrest, and obstructing police.
Am I the only person that's impressed that he could do $50,000 of damage to a Burger King?
Especially because he was locked in the bathroom at first. It's like, dang, was that all bathroom damage?
Yeah. Not the first person to do damage in a Burger King bathroom.
Just no,
blowing
not
it up.
To that level. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, quick break. DNSL says, over my career as a police officer, I was bitten by a suspect. It's one of the worst bites you can get. Had to be treated at the hospital. Ooh. Thanks for your service as a police officer. Sorry you got bit.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
It happened on the pit the other night.
Oh? Mm.
Somebody got bit on the pit?
Well, it was a lady fight, and the tough lady punched the not tough lady in the mouth, and her tooth came out in her hand.
Oh.
And they called it a fight bite, and it can lots of bacteria, and she needed surgery, so
ooh.
Be careful
Man,
punching people.
Not
so.
Great.
She got pit bit on the fight bite. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Yeah.
The 13 Ghosts. That was the first movie to scare the hell out of me.
Scary
the
movie.
Old black and white one.
Huh.
What's it about? 13 Ghosts?
Did you ever see the new 13 Ghosts?
No.
I think I saw that one.
It's basically the same story. It's a haunted house
yeah.
where they're paying someone to go stay at it, and it has 13 ghosts. You can only see them when you use these special spectrovision goggle things, but it scared the hell out of me straight up.
Hmm.
What was yours?
I don't know which one I saw first, because I think by the time I was like 12 or 13, I wasn't that scared of them anymore, but I saw a couple when I was probably 8. I can't remember if I saw The Exorcist first
Jeez.
Or if I saw Salem's Lot, but it's one of those two that when I was a kid, I was like, ah.
You watched The Exorcist like pre-10?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I watched Poltergeist when I was like 9 on a family vacation to some cabins, so I was all by myself in the cabins. Watch
a lot of good parenting going on here.
Well,
in the
thing is, the videotape said rated G because this is before they had more advanced.
I think it was PG.
This is before they had more advanced rating systems. So yeah, it was either G or PG because they didn't have a PG-13 or an R.
Yeah,
and so my parents were like, "Oh, this is fine for kids. It's PG."
Yeah, that was before the PG-13. So like PG would have been like, "All right, it's fine. You know, cool." They had R, but R was like, you know, when you were a kid back then, R you were not seeing that.
Yeah.
Mine was Pitch Black with Vin Diesel.
Oh, that was great.
And I didn't even watch it. I just saw the commercials on TV, and it kept me up at night.
I think I must have seen a Friday the 13th at some... Nightmare on Elm Street. Because I have been terrified of Freddy Krueger my whole life. Even now. And I understand now that I'm, you know, 35. I understand those movies are, like, basically comedies.
Yes.
They're as much silly and funny as they are scary, and they're made to be like that. But, man, that guy scared the heck out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.